The fact that the Fed minutes have still left the door open for the possibility of a rate hike is not something investors will be excited about. Wednesday's more hawkish-leaning Fed communication has resulted in a fresh wave of dollar buying as OIS pricing sees an adjustment lower in rate cut odds. Still, overall, the fallout from the Fed minutes hasn't been all that crazy, with the dollar already back under some pressure into Thursday and U.S. equity futures extending the record run. We chalk this up to the same as usual, where investors are quick to shrug off any potentially hawkish-leaning messages, instead finding more confidence in the fact that, irrespective of what the Fed says, the market has consistently found a way to get the Fed to come back to its senses and lean back towards more accommodative, investor-friendly monetary policy. The pound and New Zealand dollar continue to outperform on their own merits, with the pound getting another boost from hotter inflation data and the New Zealand dollar welcoming a better-than-expected New Zealand retail sales print. Key standouts on Thursday's calendar for the remainder of the day come from German Eurozone and UK PMI reads, Canada housing starts, U.S. initial jobless claims, the Chicago Fed National Activity Index, and U.S. new home sales. That's all for now.